Okay, very good. Now moving on to reports. Any trustee reports? This is item 11 on the agenda. Any trustee reports on meetings, seminars, conferences, or other?
I guess that's me. I attended the CRCEA Spring Conference in Ventura, April 14th through 16th. The conference was actually Monday through Wednesday, but I went in a day early because they had an extracurricular activity. They had a cruise to the Anacapa Islands, the Channel Islands, did a background of the history there. The highlight of that whole thing was on the way back, we were overtaken by about 300 to 400 dolphins. And it was all around. It looked like the ocean was on, you know, just bubbling. So if there's anybody that's interested in that, let me know. We took videos and I got it on YouTube. I'll send you a copy. Monday, we started off with the membership issues, the group discussions. Then the big thing was the future conference planning. CRCEA is changing from the individual counties hosting the conference to CRCEA sponsorship, very similar to what SACRS does now. The conference committee is going to be made up of representatives of the 20 committee or the 20 counties, and it'll plan one full conference a year and one Zoom business meeting. So there was a lot of discussion, you know, back and forth and setting up that process. And so that's going to begin in the fall of 26. So we'll go away from the individual hosting counties to the CRCEA will be the host for the entire thing. In the afternoon, we started with a presentation on artificial intelligence, which is pretty similar to what we've heard at other conferences, except this one was more focused on those with that were less informed about the situation, since we all have retirees as opposed to being the trustees. And they attempted to explain the pros and cons in using the various programs. The pros were convenience, which is Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant, movie recommendations on Netflix. In case you weren't aware that if when you watch a movie on Netflix, then they pop up, they say, hey, since you had that, you'd probably like this. That's all AI generated. Also talked about remote driving cars, bank fraud detections, the medical advancements on faster and more accurate diagnoses, accessibility and independence, i.e. control devices and screen readers for people with vision and mobility issues. The risk and concerns were privacy and data security, misinformation and deepfakes, the biases presented by AI, and fairness in their presentations. They had a 16-page PowerPoint with suggestions on how to use AI safely and the two-year advantage and what to consider using the safety, the technology. Especially always check your work to make sure you're not being given a hallucination. That's basically when AI makes up something to make you happy. So you go through and make sure that what they're telling you is actually makes sense. Then the afternoon we had breakout sessions, much the way SACRS has, where you have your conference committee, membership, bylaws, legislation, retirement, security, and communications. Tuesday, we had a presentation on area aging and fall prevention for, of course, seniors, which was well received by the attendees, but covered the same material that you usually get for these kinds of conferences, and probably because we needed a lot. And then there was a presentation on climate disruption that was presented by a professional environmental engineer out of Ventura County. Because of the questions asked, it was kind of apparent that he spent a lot of time trying to convince the attendees that global warming is actually a real thing. But the discussion revolved around current heat waves and drought, the possible causes, i.e. Warmer air and warmer temperatures, the radical swings between drought and extreme weather systems. They talked about taking ice cores from the Arctic, showing temperature swings for the last 400,000 years. And they were able to tell that the last 100 years had the most radical increases ever. They went into the greenhouse effect, causing, which is the cause of some of the rash of fires that we have. Solutions were pushing hydrogen and electric cars, especially electric. This guy would have made a good Tesla salesman. direct air capture, carbon capture, solar, nuclear, and wind. We had a presentation on retirement investments at Dan Gallagher out of Ventura County, showing the volatility of variable markets. They gave us a chart very much like what we've seen here many times with diversification of and management of the different type of investments, but this was more for individual investments as opposed to institutional investments, but the same idea. It's a very, very good presentation and made it very easy. He gave an in-depth comparison between defined benefit and defined contribution plans, of course, overview of how the investments are broken down in reference to Ventura County and what their asset allocations are, and explained co-investing. Then we went into wealth and wellness in retirement by Ameriprise financial manager. He basically was talking about understanding how financial well-being can affect your health, explained the connection between mental and physical health, preparation for short and long-term expenses. Then he went into stresses for your finances, and I thought it was really interesting that the different ages of people who lose sleep over their finances. Gen Z was 56%, Millennials 51%, Gen X 37%, Boomers 20%. And then I went and did a, because I don't know what all those were, so I went and did a lookup of what they were. Gen Z is 1997 to 2012. Millennials 1991 to 1996. Gen X is 1965 to 1980. And of course, Boomers 46 to 64. And the current ones, 2013 to now, are called the Gen Alphas. So you're going to be hearing about those. Finishing up, then he talked about the factors causing stress, sleep, mental health, self-esteem, physical health, relationships at home, how emotions affect your spending, preparing for unknown health costs. 41% of people have health care debt, and ways to prepare for health care issues. And then we finally finished up with a legislative presentation by the CRCEA lobbyist, Amy Brown. And she gave us, you know, the typical legislation that I won't go through because Sackers gives us the same stuff. But she's talking about that due to term limits imposed in 2012, there's been virtually a complete turnover of the legislature in the last few years. She's always talking about she has 30 or 40 new legislators that are going through that can't even find the bathroom. So she's got to get them all trained on what the processes are. Says there's a modest surplus, but that's been deleted with the wildfires and Trump cuts. Properties and sales tax revenues are lower, and the $363 billion surplus is gone. Wildfire response and recovery has been budgeted at $2.5 billion, but $6 billion is needed. She said each of the assembly members are allowed a maximum of 50 bills each a year. That's time 120 members. This year it's been reduced to 38, and last year they had 2,634 bills introduced. Legislation is being introduced to try to entice the insurance companies back to California, and said the predicted loss from Trump tariffs, CalPERS at $15 billion and CalSTRS at 20% or more. That's all I got. John, I hope that made up to your level.
We clearly have a champion in the board.
Anything to add to that, John? Oh, okay. In spirit. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. Any other trustee comments or reports? Okay. How about staff reports?
I just wanted to thank staff. You probably saw in the agenda packet today that we did have some March retirements go onto payroll already. So we were able to get the county file earlier this week, so we'll see the county retirees start to go onto payroll next week. So they've worked very hard and done a great job at making sure that all of those March retirements are getting on as quickly as possible. Despite also working very hard on a new pension system, which We're definitely still keeping our eye on our go live date at the end of June. There's some weekend work that's occurring to try and push us there. But as I've said before, if the system isn't fully where it needs to be, including the data side of it, then we will look at what our new date would be. But we are so very, very close right now that we really feel good about going live towards the end of June and July.
Excellent. Thank you. Just give me 1 minute here.